Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. The ultimate. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, what we have seen so far, and all we have seen so far, right from the very opening words of this letter, God's electing of his people, right up to Christ's return and their entrance into everlasting glory. What is the ultimate about all this? What is the purpose of it? Election leading to glory. What is it? It's spelled out here, that the saints might be saints. Look in the text we have. But just as he who called you is holy, so be you holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Actually, it's 1 Peter 1 verses 15 to 16, isn't it? That's what it is. And it's not the only place. Paul wrote about it. Ephesians chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. And here we have it again. Here is the ultimate. Be ye holy. Well, here's the ultimate in Ephesians chapter 1. He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world, to be, in order to be, holy and blameless in his sight. And that's what we have here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Holiness. Now, what does he mean? Does he mean that positional sanctification, that justification, that pronouncement by God, that making of us in his sight, that holy, righteous people, without spot, without stain, no condemnation? Well, of course it is that. But this passage here is not about justification, not about positional sanctification. It's clearly about progressive sanctification. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. This is not just a standing before God. It's our obedience. And here is the progressive nature of sanctification. This is not a call to unbelievers to be justified in Christ. This is not a call for sinners to trust Christ and so be made righteous in the sight of God. This is to the saved. This is to the justified, the elect, those who have come to faith, those who are regenerate, those who have come to faith, those who are in Christ, those who have this glorious hope. What is God's command to us? Set our affections, our mind upon things above where Christ is, the coming glory, yes. The blessed hope, the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might now be a holy, practical, a holy, godly people. Salvation is of the Lord, yes. But we must be working out this salvation, which is God has worked into us. Philippians chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 12, I think it's verse 14. Holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now this is progressive sanctification now. And this is what we have. And you'll notice the motive here and the standard and everything. Do you notice that? Just as. But just as he who called you is holy, that's what we have to be. Now you get this again. This is a very powerful New Testament thought. There's some very powerful phrases. But now is one. And here's the other. Just as. Here is Paul writing to the Ephesians again, chapter 4, and then into chapter 5. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. That's new covenant talk. That's the gospel talk. That's the progressive sanctification. That's the motive, just as. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Just as. But now, just as. And it's all doing words. Do this, do this. This is my responsibility, brother and sister, and it's yours. And note the argument here. For it is written, scriptural, and of course, the very nature of God itself. These are powerful arguments. God himself is holy. So be ye holy. Here's a hymn partly written by James Deck. Father, 'twas thy love that knew us, earth's foundations long before, That same love to Jesus drew us by its sweet constraining power, and will keep us safely now and evermore. Yes, that's true. Pause, my soul, adore in wonder, ask, oh, why such love to me? Grace hath put me in the number of the Saviour's family. Hallelujah, thanks, eternal thanks to thee. Very true. And then we get James' next words. Since that love had no beginning, and shall never, never cease, keep, oh, keep me, Lord, from sinning, guide me in the way of peace. Make me walk in all the paths of holiness. God of love, our souls adore thee. We would still thy grace proclaim, till we cast our crowns before thee, and in glory praise thy name. Hallelujah! Be to God and to the Lamb. But that was my main thought. Yes, we're elect. Yes, we're going to glory. Now, O God, keep, O keep me, Lord, from sinning. Guide me in the way of peace. Make me walk in all the paths of holiness. Yes, blessed be God. That's what we have here. Be holy, says God, just as I am, for I am God and I am holy. May it be so. May we prove our election, brother and sister, to everybody around us by the holiness of our lives, for Christ's sake. Amen.